Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
I'm not sure if Reagan can hear me or not, but hey,
okay?
Yeah, I can. So our internet is going in and out, so I have no idea how long this is going to last. Yeah, isn't it fun, technology?
Sorry about that.
It's all part of the game. I ran to try to find my phone and all kinds of things. So, but Reagan Love is with the Salvation Army, the Community Relations and Development Director, and thought maybe you could give us an update on how things are going with you there at the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. So thankful to be here again. And obviously, we've got a lot going on at the Army right now. Right now, we have 25 clients in our shelter. That includes individuals, male, female, and also families. So we're grateful to be able to work with those clients, our guests, and help them on their way to being housed. That is always our goal, is to give them the tools they need so that they can be self-sustainable when they leave our shelter. Then also, we've been feeding about 220 meals a week. And that's for dinner. So that's including our clients, but also including members of the community. We've seen an increase in those that are coming to get that dinner with the summer, with it being hot, with school being out. And so we're seeing that need increase. And so we're thankful that we have a lot of partners that we get to work with that donate food. And we have a great chef there at the Corps, and very happy to meet those needs at that time that folks are really needing some extra help there.
Is how is that in terms of, are you at capacity? Are you close? I mean, I'm sure you're utilizing as many of the resources as you have available.
Yes, for sure. So we work through the coordinated entry. So anybody that is in the coordinated entry that comes in, and you know, it's based on the highest need first. And so we have, I believe we have a couple of our male beds are open right now, but our female rooms, our female beds, and our family rooms are full currently. So yes, we are functioning almost at capacity. And yeah, as we know, there's a great need.
And that's one side of things. It takes a lot to make that go. But I know the last couple of months we've been talking about how it's going to be a busy summer for a lot of local youth with camps, and kind of where are we within the camp season for the Salvation Army?
Yes. So currently we have several. This week we sent several campers to our sleepaway camp. So that's very fun. It's going to be a great opportunity for them. There's lots of different opportunities for them to experience camp life, which is very different than, you know, the city life of Murfreesboro. And so, you know, being able to play with some, there's beekeeping opportunities. There's some different things at the lake to do, some great activities that they get to be involved with, craft. And of course, the focus being, you know, their relationship with Jesus, and offering them that great news. And so we're thankful to be able to get them out to camp this week. And yeah, it's a lot going on for sure.
I was amazed at the number of not just camps, but specialty camps. And there was, I can't remember exactly the specifics, but there, you know, there was a music camp. Yeah, there you go. And it was like a month long, and it's like, wow, that is a camp.
Yeah, it's definitely an intensive, you know, camp opportunity for those kids, those campers who are interested in the arts. It's truly life changing. I know, you know, I have friends, and I have people I have worked at conservatory camps, and it just really changes and really boosts those kids, their artistic abilities, their ability. Lots of times there are guests that come in and that help specific to, like, if you're a cornet player, there's I mean, just wonderful things that they have, private lessons, opportunities to perform, which they wouldn't really get if they were, you know, at home necessarily. So it's a wonderful opportunity. And there's so many stories of how, you know, composers, well-renowned composers today, went through those Salvation Army conservatory camps.
Yeah.
So it's definitely wonderful.
If I'm not mistaken, most, if not all, of the campers are going, thanks to the generosity of support, sponsorships, the community supporting the Salvation Army.
Exactly. Yes, we had our camp campaign, and we had so many from all over our community that helped, and that helped raise those funds to send them to camp, which is wonderful.
We are talking today with Reagan Love, Community Relations and Development Director with the Salvation Army here on Rutherford Issues. By the way, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they want to remind you that you can give to Sharing Change, and through Sharing Change, you just round up your electric bill to the nearest dollar each month and support nonprofits here in our area. More online about that at sharingchange.org. Well, I know that the Salvation Army and Christmas kind of go hand in hand. And not only, I mean, your color, your shield is red. So, you know, you can't pass up an opportunity to have Christmas in July then, I would say.
Absolutely. You know, we're halfway there. So, you know, even though the summer warms our days, we're already thinking about those bells and those kettles that'll start to make their way here in November. And we're excited. We have lots of different opportunities for folks to be involved. And yeah, I'd be happy to share about those. You know, where our goal this year for kettles is a hefty one. And that helps us to continue the programs that we do have. So, you know, we have obviously our emergency shelter, which I mentioned before. We have our meal program. And then also, of course, we're trying to help those who possibly need rent assistance and sorry, it froze.
Yeah, it did, like, didn't it? I'm sorry.
We lost rent assistance and utility assistance. And so that's our goal, is also to be able to do that. And, you know, funding right now, we're definitely looking for some funding for that. So the kettle campaign really helps us run throughout the rest of the year. So
Christmas in July, are you doing some of those things? Maybe kind of let us know if there are ways that you can support. And maybe you had a tough time over Christmas, and now things are a little bit better, and you didn't give a chance to give to the kettles back in the Christmas season. Now, this might be a good opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Right now, we're running our Mission Essential campaign, which is kind of our Christmas in July. We're reaching out to some different partners and churches and corporations or individuals, and just pointing towards what's going to be taking place in the months to come. So we have, you know, different opportunities. We just opened up our register to ring already here in July. So if you're interested in ringing the bells this Christmas season, that would be great. We're always looking for more volunteers. It's such a gift to have volunteers to do that. And so, yes, you can go to registertoring.org, and that you can sign up for a place to ring bells. And that we're going to start Thanksgiving to December 24th. So that's when the kettles will be out.
Yeah, I just went to register to ring and put in my location, and it's date range from 11/28/2025 to Christmas there, and got the normal suspects, I think, here in terms of places to ring the bell, of Hobby Lobby and Belk and Kroger, Sam's Club, Walmart, and Walmart neighborhood stores. Sam's all helping out with that again.
Yes, so grateful. Truly, we're just in awe of that support. So. Yeah, looking forward to that. And we also have different opportunities. We have the Red Kettle Challenge coming back this year. So if you or church or corporation or just, you know, individual wants to take the Red Kettle Challenge, that is where you raise $1,000 in your own, you can do virtual or in-person kettle. And that's a it adds up to, you know, real change that in somebody's life here in Murfreesboro.
And, you know, maybe those are things that, that you get going a little bit early this time around. And, you know, it always helps to keep the Salvation Army's name out there and the mission, because the work doesn't stop, you know, and it has to be funded somehow, some way.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And so something else, we're, you know, we're looking for sponsors for this kettle season as well. And I think we have some really fun activities coming up, some events. Hopefully maybe some that are going to take place down in the town square, so we have a good turnout. But I'll definitely be, we'll be letting you guys know a little bit more about that information as we kind of solidify those plans.
Okay. Are we looking at the fall time period or during kettle season?
Yes, fall time. Okay. So November, it's going to be wonderful. And we have also some other things coming up, some different events, luncheon events at our core. We actually have one coming up the end of August. We're calling them our Red Shield Dialogues. This is opportunity to come and have some lunch and also have the conversations that need to be had. The first one is going to be focused on families and homelessness. And then as we go forward, we're going to have one also in October. And so that one will be mostly focused on understanding mental health and homelessness. And so these are great opportunities for us, anybody in the community, to learn about maybe kind of the mystery behind homelessness and mental health and how we can help together, how we can support each other.
Reagan, if you will send me information about those Red Shield Dialogues, we'll post those ahead of time. That way folks can kind of get that on their calendar and things like that, okay?
That would be great. Thank you. Sounds good. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thanks for working through this little computer or internet issue, you know, that someone didn't pay the mice to run the wheel, I guess.
It's no problem, you know. We just deal with it how we can.
Very true. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Reagan Love with the Salvation Army joining us today.